Mark, Curiosity's landing on Mars is an amazing technological achievement, but that's just the icing on the cake. You see a much deeper meaning to all this, don't you?
I do, Dave. I think this is a great opportunity for Americans to re-recognize the importance of science and to realize, again, that science isn't a menu item that you get to pick or not pick. It is, in fact, reality.
And when you say that, I think you mean that a solid understanding of science helps you differentiate opinion from more objective fact.
That's true, Dave. In the piece I wrote on this subject, I had a line which I like a lot, and that is, science is as optional as gravity. Ignorance is the only real option. When you do a science experiment, you have an opinion, but you find out very quickly either it's right or it's wrong because there is an objective reality, and you test it and you find out. And so opinion can't be confused with science itself and the outcome of experiment.
Science and technology have really transformed the world in just in my 5 decades on this planet. But, you know, it happens gradually. We get used to it. And there's something about a mission to Mars that really serves as a wake-up call.
It does. I think that there are various folks in the economic sphere who have spent a lot of money to make sure that Americans lose their belief in science, basically so they can ship coal and oil, as far as I can tell. And this is a great disservice, I think, to the planet, to the country, to the community. People need to get back together again and recognize for themselves the value of science and how it can take us forward as a people, not as a party, but as a people, and make smarter decisions and get things done.
What can be done to elevate the importance of science in our daily lives?
I think things just like this, Dave, ought to be highlighted more and more often in more and more parts of the media. We should probably spend a little less time on who's dating whom and which celebrity is wearing lipstick and spend a little more time on the wonders that science achieves every day. There are so many amazing stories literally every day that happen. It's probably a media problem where the media needs to pick these things up and make more of the wonder of these discoveries.
Well, what do you think the long-term impact of this Mars mission is going to be? Is this going to ignite a fire again, get young people interested in science? I know they seem to like that Mohawk guy at the mission control.
Well, it could well do, but there are so many other things at the same time, Dave, that I think many of these things will light those fires, whether it's genomics and all the steps forward there, or whether it's something in physics, the discovery of the boson, the Higgs boson, or whether it's something else in astronomy or in chemistry. Almost everywhere you look, material science, there are huge new discoveries being made. And I think young people, if they're given access to this information and these discoveries, will feel that fire themselves, and they'll be tempted to go into science.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future and find a link to his article, What Mars Means to Earth, at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.